Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
So every department was supposed to do a skit, and I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green and some brown color shoes, and I had a black Dracula cape, white Devo glasses, and then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and I would kiss the money, and I would laugh, ha, 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 ha. And I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man. And I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my 50s and my hundreds? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience.
Just go from there.
before I left, I went to visit them in Cerritos. And I was walking around with the girls, and people were looking at us real funny and stuff. And it was great. We had a good time. And when I got ready to come home, I got in my car, was driving on the freeway, and I noticed my hood on my car started changing colors. And it went from being a beautiful gold color to start turning brown, and then it turned black, and then it turned gray. And I was like, hey, what's going on? So I pulled over on the side of the freeway, and I popped my hood, and the whole car caught fire. And my whole motor just started burning. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comedy, the world's funniest storyteller, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's a radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year in 2021. So, welcome to Gregory Stories. Now, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? And it started off today at the weather being about 85 degrees. The sun was out, the sky is blue, and it's hot, and it's gotten hotter as the day has gone on. And now it's in the mid-afternoon, and the weather is about 110 degrees.
So it's warm, people. This is the desert in Nevada, and we're in Las Vegas, Nevada, in the desert. So we're in the summertime weather, and it's getting hot for the people that are coming to Vegas this time of year. This is the weather that they expect to see when they come to Vegas during the summer. After all, this is the entertainment capital of the world, and they have the casinos, which are wide open, where the people can come and gamble and drink and go to the buffets and eat all the food they can eat, and then they can be entertained by all the artists that are performing in all the casinos along the strip. So this is Las Vegas, people. And when they come during the summertime, I advise them to wear T-shirts and shorts and wear bikinis and wear swimwear so they can go to the swimming park and swim, or they can go to the casinos and swim in the pools in the hotel and in the casinos. So they can enjoy themselves during the summertime in Las Vegas. And it's gonna get hot because this is the summertime in the desert in Las Vegas. Okay, well, that's G Money's weather report. And now I want to tell you a short story. There was a cowboy that was riding his horse across the county, and he was going from one town to the other town, and he stepped on a snake, and the snake bit the horse, and the horse jumped up and jumped and stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So the rider, the cowboy, had to shoot the horse, and he had to bury him to put him out of his misery. And he took his saddle off, and he had to carry the saddle across the county until he ran into a ranch. And he went and tried to find the ranch owner, and he asked the ranch if he had a horse that he could buy from him. And the rancher told him, "I only have one horse, and he don't look so good. I don't use him for anything but breeding, because he doesn't work on the ranch at all. I just use him to breed to get me some other horses, and then I sell the other horses." So the cowboy said, "Well, I want to see this horse. Let me see how good he looks, and I'll determine if he looks good enough for me to buy." And the rancher said, "Okay." And he took the man to the barn where the horse was. And the cowboy saw the horse, and he inspected the horse. And the horse had plenty of mane on his fur on his neck. And he had a big fur mane on his tail, and he had a lot of bushy hair around on his body, so the horse looked really beautiful. And the man said, "Well, this horse looks good enough for me. I want to buy him. How much do you want for the horse? I'll give you $1,000. And the rancher said, "Oh, no, that horse isn't worth $1,000. And the man said, "Well, I'll give you $500. And the rancher says, "Oh, no, that's still too much. How about $100? And the cowboy said, "Yeah, okay, I can deal with that. $100 will be a good price for me to pay for this horse." And so he said, "Well, I want you to brush the horse real good and then put my saddle on him, and I'll ride him off of the ranch into the town where I'm going." So the rancher rushed the horse down real good, and then he put the cowboy saddle on the back of the horse, and then he collected the money from the cowboy, and the cowboy got on the horse and was riding the horse off of the ranch, and he rode up to the fence, and the horse ran into the fence and tossed the cowboy off of the horse. And the cowboy got up and said, "Oh, he sold me a blind horse. This horse didn't even see the fence, and he threw me off. I need to take him back and get my money back." And he took it back to the rancher, and he said, "You sold me a blind horse." And the rancher said, "No, I didn't. I told you the horse no look so good." Oh, that's a joke, but G-Money, the pimp comes. He's the funniest storyteller in the world. All right. Now, DJ Papa D, let's talk sports. Let's talk Major League Baseball.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the slide.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I'll do fun if I never go back if you slip. Yep, that's the baseball song. All right, DJ Papa D, let's look at the American League and let's see what the standings are, the top three teams in the American League West. What's the standing of the top three teams in the American League West?
In the American League West, the Houston Astros are on top with 66 wins, followed by the Oakland A's, who have 64, and the Seattle Mariners are in third with 59 wins.
Okay. And in the American League Central, what's the top three teams in the Central Division?
In the Central Division, the Chicago White Sox are on top with 67 wins, followed by the Cleveland Guardians, who have 55 wins, and the Detroit Tigers are in third with 54 wins.
Okay. And now the American League East. What's the standing of the top three teams in the American League East?
In the American League East, the Tampa Bay Rays are on top with 68 wins, followed by the Boston Red Sox, who have 65 wins, and in third place, the New York Yankees have 62 wins.
All right. Well, let's talk about the National League. What's the National League East? What do they look like, the top three teams in the National League?
National League East, the first place, the Philadelphia Phillies with 59 wins, followed by the Atlanta Braves with 57 wins. And in third place, the New York Mets have 56 wins.
All right. Looks like that's pretty close in that league. What about the National League Central?
The National League Central, in first place are the Milwaukee Brewers with 67 wins, followed by the Cincinnati Reds, who have 61 wins, and in third place, the St. Louis Cardinals have 55 wins.
Okay. And the last league in the American League, the American League East.
In the American League, no, the National League, no, the American League
no.
West.
Did I start with the West and I did the Central and now I'm doing the East, right?
We started with the East, with the Phillies are on top, the Braves are in second, and the New York Mets are in third.
Okay. So we did the Central, so let's do the American League West then.
Right. So the San Francisco Giants are in first place with 71 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers.
That's the National League. We're doing the American League West. The American League.
We already did the American League.
We did all three of the divisions in the American League.
Yes.
We did the West. We started with the West, and then we did the Central, and then we did the East, right, in the American League. Okay, so let's do the National League and start with the East in the National League, the National League East Division.
Okay. So we've already done everything. We've already done everything except the National League West. But we can do the National League East and Central again. That's fine. The National League East in first place are the Philadelphia Phillies with 59 wins, followed by the Atlanta Braves who have 57 wins, and then in third place the New York Mets have 56 wins. In National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers are in first place with 67 wins. The Cincinnati Reds are in second place with 61 wins, and the St. Louis Cardinals are in third place with 55 wins. And in the National League West, the San Francisco Giants are on top with 71 wins, followed by the LA Dodgers, who have 67 wins. And in third place, it's the San Diego Padres, who have 65 wins. And that is
the National League Sports Report for the Major League Baseball. And that's the report for Tuesday, August 10th, 2021. So, all right, DJ, let's take a commercial break and let's play a little music. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me. And I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room. So I was the star right then and there.
you know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, and I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up. And I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comedy, the world's funniest storyteller. And I'm hosting Gregory's Story, the radio show. And I'm broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year in 2021. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Now, it's time for me to tell you a story that I recorded about a situation in my life. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience, and we'll be back for more music and more of the show in a minute. I was in Los Angeles, California, back when I was 14 or 15 years old. I was riding my motorcycle through the city with my buddy Bernard. We were riding all over the place. We were going in and out of different cities and towns, and we were riding in everybody's neighborhood, and we were talking to the girls and everything. And when we came back to our neighborhood, we were riding down 64th Street, and this guy was walking down the street, and he had his guitar in a guitar case,
And we knew he played in a band, but he told us he was going to sit in at a band that was playing on 65th Street. So I rode with him around the corner, and we went to this house, and this band was playing in the garage at the house. And they had everybody in the neighborhood in front of the house listening to the music. And they were jamming. They were playing all this R&B music. Oh, man, they were putting it down. And we were rocking and rolling, and all the girls were coming out. And I was dancing. I had put my motorcycle down on the kickstand. And I was just dancing with all of these girls, and we were having a good time. And then everybody got pizza, and it was out of this world. Everybody was rocking to the music and dancing. Oh, man, it was so much fun. I had a ball. And then when the band finally stopped playing about 8 o'clock that night, then everybody started to leave, and I stood around and got signatures from all the guys in the band, and then I looked up and I saw my little buddy, Daryl. He was playing the guitar in the band, and I know he wasn't with the band because he was only like 15 years old, but he was playing with the band. He was digging down with the band. And I was so proud of my little buddy. I went up and I asked him if I could take his picture and if I could get an autograph from him. So to this day, I have a picture of him when he was 15 years old, and he was playing with the band. And he didn't miss a beat. He had the beat going with his guitar. He was right on time, and he was playing. And they even gave him a solo, so he was soloing his guitar, and he was staying right with the band. And I was so proud of my little buddy. I said, go, Daryl, go, right on. And that was the sensation of the year. We had a block party with pizza, and we ate pizza until 9, 10 o'clock at night, when the party was over. But I was rocking and rolling all the way until I got on my motorcycle, and I rode around the corner, and I rode home. And somebody told me that the band's name was Bloodstone. And I said, Bloodstone? That sounds like that famous R&B band. They were a hot group in the 60s. And the 70s. And they said, yep, that's them. They live in our neighborhood. And I was like, really? I didn't know they lived in our neighborhood, because I had never gone around to that corner to listen to them practice or nothing. I had just heard about the band and the songs they had put down, and I had listened to the music on the radio. But I didn't know that they lived in my neighborhood. They lived around the corner from me. And I was like really shocked that they were having a party in my neighborhood. Bloodstone, live and in living color in my neighborhood on 65th Street. And I live right around the corner on 65th Place. That's where I lived, in South Central L.A., and I had a great time. Yep, it was a party to remember.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
album is gonna be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners wealth building situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coins. For your net worth and pleasure, the more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I mean everybody around the world. This is G Money, the pimp comic. And I'm the funniest storyteller on the planet. And I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year in 2021. So welcome to Gregory Stories Radio Show. Well, now I'd like to talk to my fans and my friends that are listening to the radio show today, because we have a cash giveaway. It's time for our money giveaway contest. Well, I'm giving $50 away to people that are listening to the radio show, and I'm listening. I'm going to give $50 away to caller number 27. So if you're listening to the radio show today and you call into the radio show and you're number 27, you can win $50 cash prize. So call in and be caller number 27 and you can win $50. You don't have to name any names of any movies. You don't have to even name the name of any song. You just have to be the 27th caller to call into the radio station, and you automatically win $50 on my Tuesday cash giveaway. That's how we're doing it. We're giving away $50 cash money. And if you're interested in getting extra income, then you need to go to www.therealmoney.info and listen to the income video presentation under that website, and you can learn how you can make extra money. And when you do that, call all of your friends and share that information with your friends so that all your friends can make some extra money too. I'm G Money, and I'm helping everybody increase their wealth and gain extra income in their life. Okay, DJ Papa D. Let's see. We got 5 minutes to wait on the callers to call in to the radio station and claim that $50. But while we're waiting for them to call in to the station, we got 5 minutes. Play one of my songs for the listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her. Well, one day, I decided that I wanted us to go to the skating rink. And her mother said, yeah, all right, just don't have her out too late. And I said, no, we're going for the evening skating. And I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And we went into the skate rink, and she could skate pretty good, but I was a real good skater. So I was getting on the floor, and I was skating backwards, and I was skating forwards, and I was speed skating, and I had fun skating with her, and it was really nice. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So we would go every week, and
I was getting real fancy on the skate, and she was getting pretty good. She could skate forward, and she could skate backwards a little bit. So when they changed the music, and we were skating forward, then I was fancy skating. And I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was crisscrossing my legs, and I was doing fancy skates. And then when we crossed, skated backwards, I would just hold her hand, and we would skate real slow on the backwards skating routine, and it was real nice. I felt like I was in love. Yeah, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I was real popular because there was a lot of girls at the skating rink that were liking the way I was skating. And they were telling me, you know, they were saying, hey, I want to skate with you when we skate doubles. And I was like, well, I got my girlfriend. And my girlfriend was like, go ahead, skate with them. You can skate doubles with them. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. And I was like, okay. And I'd get on the floor and skate double, but I was fancy skating. I was crisscrossing and skating backwards and turning and spinning around and stuff. And the girls were like, oh, you want to get out here and show out? I said, well, I can't skate real fast with my girlfriend, but you girls can skate. Man, I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh, man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. So I went back to my girlfriend. She was like, you skate pretty good, G. And I said, yeah, baby, I know. You were watching me. I know you were. She was like, yeah, you skate real fancy. And I said, yeah, then I want to skate with you and hold your hand. And she said, well, that's nice. And I said, okay. And we had a good time at the skating rink on Rosecrans. I could move, and I could groove, and I could skate, and I could twist, and I could do a full flip. Oh man, I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. And if you didn't know, ask somebody. Fancy skating. I was fancy as hell. When I got on the skate floor, I could do it all. Fancy skating. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs.
is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? I mean, everybody around the world. This is G-Money, the Pimp Tommy, the funniest storyteller on the planet. And I'm hosting Gregory's Story Radio Show. And I have the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, well, now it's time for me to pay the winner for our call-in cash money giveaway. And we're looking for caller number 27, I think it was. And I'm looking here, and no, I got 22, 23, 24 is the last caller. They didn't even call in to get to 27. I keep telling you, people, you got to keep calling in till you get somebody to call in to be the 27th caller. And we didn't have a winner today. Nobody called in to be the 27th caller. So I guess nobody gets the money today. I'll have to put it in my safe and save it until Thursday's 3 o'clock radio show. And then I'll give the $50 away on that day if we have somebody that can name the name of the song, because we pick a song on Thursday. So you got to be able to tell us what song is being played on Thursday in order to win the $50. So call in and listen to the radio show on Thursday at 3 p.m. and see if you can be a $50 cash prize winner on Thursday. Oh, well, since we didn't have a winner today, let me go to my financial report for the G999 token. The value of the token today is it's 0.0031, or, well, it's still less than a penny, people. So we still got time to collect as many coins as we can, because when they start going up, we want to have a lot of coins in our possession so that we could get paid for all of the coins that we own. So the more coins you own, the more money you can make. So start collecting the G999 coins for your wealth building situation. Okay, well, I guess the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to check out of here. But before we go, I guess I want to say happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on August 10th. because yesterday was DJ Papa D's birthday, and I don't know what he got for his birthday. I'm sure his friends did something special for him for his birthday. But, you know, he's getting older, so maybe he doesn't really appreciate presents. Well, I think we should give him a whooping. Everybody should come to the radio station and get 61 licks. Oh, man. We used to do that in my house when I was a little kid. Every time my birthday came around, my brothers wanted to whoop me for my birthday. And I had to run and hide. And I had to stay in the closet all night long until the next day. And then I could come out and say, ah, you didn't get me on my birthday. But every year they were trying to get me. And every year I was getting that much older, and they were looking to give me a whole bunch of licks on my birthday. So I was hiding every year. I was getting good hiding spots, and they never caught up with me until I moved out of my house. So I was safe, and I survived all of those whoopings because I had three younger brothers. And they really were trying to get me, but I was smarter than they were, so I didn't get caught. So happy birthday, everybody, just born August 10th, 2021. So DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthday people that we can give a shout-out to on the radio show, on Gregory Story's radio show? Let's give them a shout-out so we can let the world know that it's their birthday. And if you see these people on the street, give them a lick. As old as they are, they can still get birthday licks. And then, you know, you give them something because it's their birthday. So, you know, they can get some presents. They can get some nice stuff, you know. They can get some... If they got girlfriends, I hope they get some. And if they got boyfriends, I hope they get some. If their husbands and wives are listening, I hope they get some. I mean, you know, some cake or some candy or something like that, you know. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthday people we can shout out today on their August 10th birthday?
Yes, we do. We have Jeffrey Romo, who is 29 years old today. Tricia Ross has a birthday today. Olisa Ashford is 51 years old today. DJ Smith has a birthday. Rodney Melvin is 26 years old today. Tunde Remy is 54 years old today. Michelle Malone has a birthday today. Jizzle Walker is 32 years old today. Hannah Young has a birthday today. Reen Pyramid Chisholm has a birthday today. Itoya Toles Wilson has a birthday today. And last but not least, Jasmina Thompson is 39 years old today. Happy birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday to all of those people that are celebrating their birthday on August 10th. They're Leos. That's the birthday sign for this month. So they're all Leos. They're the lions. They're the ones that think they're the boss. They think they're in charge. They think they're smart. You know, I know a Leo personally. He thinks he's a smart guy. So we just let him think that. Anyway, it's the birthday for all the Leos. So all of my fraternity brothers and my sorority sisters and my Greek brothers and my Greek sisters, and all of the GDIs, That means all you goddamn individuals. Yeah, I'm talking about you. All you non-Greeks that you didn't pledge anything. I'm talking about you. Happy birthday to everybody. And may you celebrate your birthday and you get something for your birthday, you know. I hope you get something really nice for your birthday. August 10th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Yes, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm a singer and a rapper, and I make your birthday satisfaction just the best that it can be. If you just listen to me, I'll make you smile for a while on your birthday. So, for all of those that I'm wishing happy birthday to, we want to say happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey. And you act like one too. Yeah, smoke some weed. Get some high going there. Get a couple of drinks and you'll feel a lot better. I hope you get something for your birthday. You know, get something, you know, because it's your birthday. All right. So I want to thank my brother, DJ Papa D, for celebrating his birthday yesterday and celebrating everybody's birthday today. And I want to thank DJ Big Nasty for putting my radio show on social media so that everybody can follow Gregory Stories radio show, because I'm broadcasting around the world and everybody should keep up with my show and be able to get that extra income if they go to therealmoney.info and they listen to the income video presentation to tell them how they can start making money worldwide, and they can share that information with their friends, and everybody can increase their income all around the world. So I'm G Money, and I'm wishing everybody happy days, and make sure you're wearing your mask, and you're washing your hands, and you're staying social distance away from crowded places, because the virus is still out there and is still attacking the people that don't want to wear masks or they didn't get their vaccination. You got to watch out because the vaccine, the virus is still in the vicinity. It's still traveling around the world. So make sure you protect yourself. And God loves you. And I love you too. So go with God and be safe in the world we live in today. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I'm the pastor, and I'm praying for you every day because God loves you and I love you too. So, DJ Papa D, play another song before we get out of here. I like to hear my music, and I got to talk to my little brother, Big Nasty. He has comments about the music, huh? Oh, okay. He thinks he's a music representative, and he can talk about the music. So, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs, since he got to get used to my verbal rap ability. Because I'm G Money. G, 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 G Money. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it so, 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 So that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? All right, DJ. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good evening. Bye. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.